This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New information just out this morning about our economy. The economy grew at a faster 2.4% rate in the April to June quarter, despite those Fed rate hikes. Oh, that heat! Today, the president's getting involved.
The White House is putting the focus on climate and record high temperatures hitting millions of Americans.
President Biden will announce additional actions to protect communities from extreme heat conditions.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
This includes investments through NOAA to improve weather predictions, as well as grants through the Department of Interior to bring clean, reliable drinking water to communities across the West.
The mayors of Phoenix, Arizona, and San Antonio, Texas are scheduled to participate virtually. Those regions have seen heat-related deaths while broiling under long stretches of temperatures over 100 degrees. Jennifer King, Washington.
Police say there are still a lot of questions about this, but an Arizona teenager who vanished without a trace nearly 4 years ago is safe after walking into a police station in Montana. Police say Alicia Navarro is safe, happy, and healthy. Glendale, Arizona Police Lieutenant Scott Waite.
We've been able to continue this investigation, to make contact with Alicia, to reunite her with her family, and only begin to put together the puzzle, which is her disappearance and her returning.
Police Lieutenant Scott Waite in Glendale, Arizona. She left a note when she disappeared from her home saying she was running away, but would return. Ethan Crumbly is accused of killing four fellow students and wounding others at Michigan's Oxford High School in 2021. This morning, a court hearing is getting underway to address the question of whether he should spend the rest of his life in prison or be allowed to seek parole someday. This morning, Russian President Putin says hostilities have intensified significantly in southeastern Ukraine. This is AP News. The Roman Emperor Nero's Theater has been discovered under the grounds of a hotel near the Vatican. The AP's Karen Shamas has this story.
The Imperial Theater was mentioned in ancient Roman texts, but had never before been found. Chief archaeologist Marzia Dimento explained the different sections of the find to the AP. Those columns that now sit on the ground along this wall were most likely part of the decoration of the stage. They are columns of high value. Officials hailed the findings from the excavation as exceptional. They said the items provide a rare look at a stratum of Roman history from the Roman Empire through to the 15th century. Officials said the portable antiquities would be moved to a museum, while the ruins of the theatre structure itself would be covered again after all studies are completed. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.